In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for today is from the Psalm for Ash Wednesday, Psalm 6. It might be helpful for you to open back to it in your hymnal and follow along. Lent, in many ways, is a journey. We journey with our Lord to the cross, and there deal with the forgiveness of our sins. Each week, going forward, we will hear a portion of the reading of the Passion story of our Lord, and we will reflect upon our Lord's death and what this means to sinners like you and me. That reflection is a familiar part of Lent. It would be easy to make a journey like that, as far as a journey goes. We'll call it a trip down memory lane, perhaps, a stroll through the story of Jesus' death. But Lent in the Church really has two focuses. First, it is a time to reflect on Christ's passion and death, but second, it is a time of learning and spiritual renewal through the Word of God, a catechetical time. In the early Church, it was during Lent that those preparing for baptism received their final instructions in the faith before being baptized at the vigil of Easter. So what we will be doing this Lent is also hearing about Christ's passion and death, but also what this has to do with who we are as Christians, who need, specifically, confession and absolution. Take a look again with me at Psalm 6, which we prayed a few minutes ago. This is a psalm of David belonging to a group called the Penitential Psalms. The word penitence, or penitential, is related to another very Lutheran word, repentance. And what is repentance? Repentance is turning away from your sins and instead turning to Christ for forgiveness. Repentance, then, is ultimately a gift of God, because only God can turn the sinner's heart toward Him. It reminds me of Luther's words about baptism in the Small Catechism, which we also confessed. What does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die, and with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should emerge daily and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Luther is telling us that this process of contrition and repentance is a daily one, not once. It's law and gospel. Sin and forgiveness, dying and rising each day. That's the cycle of the Christian life. This is why we continue to repent and receive absolution each week. That is why we go to the Lord's Supper each week after week. It's what it means to live the Christian life, not simply just knowing the right answers. And that's what God teaches us in the penitential psalms. Psalm 6, David begins by lamenting that it seems like God has abandoned him. That's God's law. God is angry with David, and David prays that God will have mercy on him because he is weak and troubled. Where does this start for you? What does this tell you about God? Well, first of all, it tells you that God hates sin, and that when you sin, God hates you. Does that sound harsh? You bet. God's law is very harsh. As the psalmist writes in the previous one, Psalm 5, you, God, hate all evildoers. You see, the law doesn't just wink at your sin. You and I try to just wink it off. Yes, our sin's bad, but let's just ignore it. But this is like saying, to use a medical analogy, my cancer isn't that bad. It's just on top of my skin. I can ignore it. No, you can't ignore sin. Sooner or later, it will dig in and do its work of destruction and infect your whole body. Let's go on to verse 2 of Psalm 6. David prays that the Lord will be gracious to him and heal him. Like blind Bartimaeus or the Canaanite woman, David is not going to let God off the hook, just like God won't let David off the hook. You see, David knows God's true character. He hates for a time, but he loves for eternity. Now think again about the effect that this sin has had on David. He is faint, he says. His bones are in agony, his soul is in anguish, he even cries out, "No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave or Sheol?" David is afraid for his very life. He's worn out from groaning. He's flooded with tears. His eyes, weak with sorrow, fail because of all his foes. David's picture in Psalm 6 of the effect of sin is profound and even painful. It's a picture that makes you squirm. I know it makes me squirm. I don't like to talk much about my sinfulness or even think about it. I would much rather think of myself as basically a nice person. I'm a Christian. And that means all this sin talk is for someone else. But remember, David, confessing this psalm, is also a Christian. David grew up in a household that looked forward to the coming of the Messiah. And so, sin isn't just something that unbelievers have to deal with and address. I think sometimes in the church we can get the mistaken idea that sin and forgiveness is for the bad people, but that the Christians just praise God because he's so great. Well, that's a false comparison. The angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner who repents. That means you. But there is also hope. That's the message, ultimately, of Psalm 6. No matter how messed up your life has become, no matter how far down the path of sin you have trod, no matter what nightmares trouble you, what pain you have caused to yourself and to others, God is merciful and forgiving. He hates the sinner for breaking the law, but because of Jesus Christ, God loves the sinner even more. He loved you so much that his son Jesus went to the cross and died for you. God hates the sinner, and he took all of that wrath on himself and his son at the cross. God's unfailing love will put you back together when nothing else can. Only God can scatter your enemies. David doesn't name them, but they are sin, death, and the devil. Only the mercy of God in Jesus Christ can turn your life around and remake you in the waters of baptism to arise again to new life. Only God has given his son in a holy meal to feed you and there forgive you. And so this Lent, we are going to take a journey together through these penitential psalms. We're going to take a journey together to the cross of Jesus Christ. But on this journey, we're going to learn about God's mercy for lost sinners like you and me. We're going to hear about God's gift of forgiveness that he gives in confession and absolution, which we already practiced today. For some of you, this will be a journey that you've taken many times before. But for most, this may be a new journey, or at least a new path on the same journey. Confessing your sins, not generically, but specifically, is a hard thing to do. So hard, in fact, that many will never even try it. But I am here today to hold up God's gifts of forgiveness to you, and everything that he has to give in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord has heard our cry for mercy, and the Lord accepts our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.